A brand new season of Formula One and a brand new voice for BBC television alongside David Coulthard. It's Ben Edwards. Now, Ben's done plenty of things in the past for F1. He does the official FIA review videos and DVDs. He's done Eurosport commentary, F1 Digital Plus, F1 in cinemas, and most recently, British Touring Car Championship commentary alongside Tim Harvey on ITV. Ben, this is going to be spectacular, is it not? We've got 6 world champions on the grid. That's only one of the fantastic statistics to talk about. How much are you looking forward to this?
Massively, yeah, absolutely massively. For me, you know, I mean, the season, I think, has got a lot in prospect. The chances that we're going to see quite a few different winners this year are higher. I think the fact that with the loss of the blown diffuser and everyone having to recover that ground, but running to a pretty stable set of regulations means that the chances are we're going to have quite a few teams all vying for those victories, and that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Obviously, we all know the situation with the TV deal now, BBC and Sky broadcasting races alongside each other. Some people are saying the UK will get used to this quite quickly. Do you concur?
Yeah, I think people will get used to it pretty quickly. I think it gives even more to watch. So for the avid F1 fan, I mean, you know, for myself, if I was not involved, I'd probably be sitting at home watching both. certainly when I got the chance, you know. Because as an F1 fan, as a real mad fan, you can't get enough.
Yeah.
For those people who are not perhaps quite as mad about it as we are sometimes, they're still going to be able to see it, you know, and still going to be able to keep up with what's going on. So, you know, I know it's not perfect in every direction, but I do think in some ways it offers new opportunities.
Also, from the British perspective, Lewis Hamilton obviously had a bit of a tricky trying time last year. Do you think he's just capable now, Ben, of putting all that behind him and getting back to his normal self, as it were?
Yeah, of course he is. I mean, the guy is supremely talented, an amazing driver, and yes, totally capable of coming back from what was a poor year last year, by his own admission. And we all saw it, you know. I think, you know, it's not as if every driver goes through their career without having a bit of a low patch at some point. Any top sportsman, you know, any top sportsman, whatever they're doing, it's so likely at some stage you're going to go through a bit of a lull for whatever reason. And I think Lewis did. It certainly wasn't his best season, but I definitely see him coming back and being strong again.
We all know the situation with Michael Schumacher. No podium, of course, in 2010 with Mercedes, or 2011. What do you think the most is he should be expecting this season, bearing in mind that car needs to be up to scratch?
I think podiums could be a possibility and should be a possibility actually this year for him, and almost need to be. I think, you know, if he's going to retain his interest in doing this, and if he's going to retain the support of those around him who, you know, believe in him, and rightly so in many ways, but he needs to deliver this year. And I think, you know, Mercedes need to deliver. It's a big, big year for that whole team, I think. Yeah, massively important year for them. They went the long way with the car last year. It was a fundamental design decision from early on that they were never really going to recover from. This time they've got the opportunity to make up for that, to come out with a car that is right there in the ballpark. And as we know with Braun, you know, some of the clever people they've got there, even going outside the ballpark in a better direction to other people. Okay, last year they got it wrong, but if they get it right, which, you know, they might well do, then Schumacher has to perform. And I would expect to see him on podiums this year, and if not, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, it's going to be a big shame for him. You almost feel sorry, don't you, if he doesn't. But going down towards the midfield, Ben, we've got a number of drivers who are going to be left out because there just aren't enough seats left now on the grid. We've got Jaime Alguersuari, Bruno Senna, Vitaly Petrov, Rubens Barrichello, of course, amongst others. Out of all those and the others left, who would you most like to see staying on the grid this year?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, Rubens, I think, is fantastic. I've always thought he's a great member of a team to have, and a really solid, regular runner, consistent, will get the car to the finish. And he's still quick. You know, the thing about Rubens is he's still fast. He can still deliver. On the other hand, you know, you've got to look to the future as well. You've got to look around and see what exciting talent is out there. And it is nice to see some of the talent coming through. I mean, you look at the lineup at Force India, which I think is fantastic. Hülkenberg and De Resta, I think, is just a brilliant lineup, and I'm really looking forward to that. How the two of them shape up, and Ricardo and Vern. I mean, that's another exciting lineup. You've got two young guys just pushing each other all the time to establish themselves as Formula One drivers. I mean, it's just, you know, the prospects for that are fantastic. So for Williams, I would love to see somebody see somebody really good in there. I mean, Rubens, I think, in many ways, does deserve the drive. On the other hand, I'd love to see maybe somebody else given a chance as well to really show what they can do.
And of course, around all of them, and back for the first time since 2009, is Kimi Räikkönen. So many people wondering, can he still do it and challenge at the front after spending 2 years in either NASCAR or, of course, the WRC?
Yeah, in the WRC, yeah. I think it's going to be tough for Kimi. I think he's a massive natural talent, and I think he will be pretty motivated to come and show he can do it. So I know people sometimes question his motivation. I think he will be motivated. I don't see a problem with that, actually. I just see a little bit of time maybe being taken in readapting. Mm. I think running on the Pirellis, there's no doubt it will take him a little bit of readjustment to getting used to the tyre, and everyone else has had that year of running on them. And I think that will hurt him a little bit. And, of course, Renault have got, well, Lotus as they are now, have got to sort of put behind them what was a tough year. And, again, they've got to come up with a car that's in the ballpark. So I think Kimi will have his moments when we see the old Kimi, but I'm not sure we're going to see it all year long.
And I have to ask, Ben, I know we haven't even got to testing yet, but people will like to know, who are you tipping at the moment for Drivers and Constructors Championships this year?
I think I would, if I had to put a decision on it, I'd go for Hamilton and McLaren.